Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke in for Lori Walsh. Usually we end the week with Moment in Sound. Today we'll start the week with live music from the South Dakota Community Foundation studio in Rapid City. Joelle Simpson is a high school student from Rapid City. She fell in love with the harp at the age of 4, and now she has quite the list of clients for whom she plays throughout the Rapid City area. Joelle Simpson, welcome to In the Moment, and thank you for bringing your harp into the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, tell me the story about you finding your instrument, falling in love with the harp at the age of 4.
Yes. So my parents know professional musicians, and one of them is a bassist and one of them is a harpist. And each summer, they come up from Orlando and they play throughout the Black Hills, and they're called the Orlando Chamber Soloists.
Okay, yeah.
And one day, I happened to go to their house and see the harpist harps, and they had their big casing on it, and it looked like a giant oven mitt. But once she took it off, and then I saw the harp, I was just amazed. I was like, I want to play that. So she said I had to take about 2 years of piano before I could start even learning it. And so I took 3 years of piano, and as my parents like to put it, I kept harping on them to play the harp. And finally, after a few years, my mother found a little baby lap harp off of eBay from Maine, which was probably in somebody's attic for who knows how many years, but we got it and I started taking lessons.
Wow. Was it the sound of the instrument, the way it was being played, or the overall experience of the harp and just that overall experience, seeing it and hearing it for the first time? What was the big attraction?
Honestly, I think it was just the look of the harp.
Wow.
Of course, the sound is amazing and it's really different from other instruments, but just the way the harp looked, I thought it was beautiful, and it just seemed like something that would be interesting to learn and play.
Now, you have several videos that people can go online and see you playing throughout the area, different songs, different settings. Tell us about this harp that you have in the studio with us this morning.
So my harp is a grand pedal harp. It's the biggest type of harp you can get. It also has pedals on the bottom, 7 pedals for the 7 notes, and it is very big. It's probably 6 feet tall. It weighs a lot. I cannot lift it up by myself, so wherever I play, my dad has to help me bring my harp. And I named it Richard, and I got it in January. And usually, especially in South Dakota, there isn't a whole lot of harpists here, and I was looking for a pedal harp, and we happened to stumble across a harpist who also lives in Rapid City, and because pedal harps are a little bit harder on your fingers, she didn't use hers as much anymore. She used smaller harps,
mm-hmm.
And so she was looking to sell it or send it off to somebody else, and that's what happened. And my mom actually met her at the hospice house when my grandma was there, which is kind of sad, but my grandma always really liked the harp too. So this was kind of, sorry.
No, that's fine. You're doing just fine. I was going to ask you too about that the weight of the harp. It is big. We have you on a video monitor here, and like I said, I've seen it in videos many times as we were prepared to have you come into the studio and play for us this morning. So I want to thank your dad for helping out and bringing the harp in. And you brought up some interesting points too about the harp being a different instrument from several other stringed instruments, and want to talk about that a little bit too. But we're here for some music. Are you ready to play a song right now, Joelle?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Why don't you go ahead and set us up, let us know what you're going to play, and then go ahead and take it away.
Okay. I'm going to start out with a classical piece. It was actually the first song I learned on the pedal harp that had pedal changes, which is pretty much changing keys or just making a note sharp or flat using accidentals, which is a little bit confusing if you're not a musician, but it's Prelude in C, and it may sound familiar because it's the background to Ave Maria.
Okay.
But yeah, here's Prelude in C.
That was delightful. Joel Simpson is our guest for A Moment in Sound here on In the Moment on SDPB Radio. Thank you very much, Joel. That was just, like I said, delightful.
Thank you.
Yeah. And as you're playing, going back to some of the things you said before the song, talking about playing the piano first, and I didn't realize that the harp could also be a pedaled instrument. Talk about the connection there between the piano and the harp being pedaled instruments. Is that why that suggestion was made, that you play piano before you play the harp?
Actually, no, it wasn't. The pedals on the harp are completely different than the piano. So on the piano, they have black keys that can act as accidentals. And pretty much the pedals on a harp are like the black keys on a piano.
Oh, okay.
So if I need a C sharp, I'm going to push my C pedal down, and if I need a C flat, then I'm gonna push it all the way up. And with piano pedals, it's more of a dynamic. I don't really know, but they don't change the notes. The notes of the
no, it's on the piano. It's a good explanation, and it brings out my lack of knowledge about the harp. So that's why you're here this morning. You're here to kind of fill in some of those blanks for us, and of course play some beautiful music too. That was Prelude in C. Now you use both hands to play a stringed instrument, but how is the harp different? How do you find the right notes without having like a traditional fretboard or fingerboard?
So on the harp, there is many strings, and there's also colored strings, so you know what notes they are. So the C strings are red, the F strings are black, so then there's five other strings that are just white, but then if you think about it, then it's like A, B, C is red, and then you can look and kind of decipher what the notes are. It definitely takes a little bit of time to understand it, but also another thing about the harp is you only play with your four fingers. You don't use your pinky fingers when you play your harp because they are too weak. They cannot pluck strings.
Wow.
And I know pianists, they use all five fingers. And yeah, the colors definitely help know what note you're playing.
Sure. Do you get to practice or play the harp as part of your education? I know the school year is getting underway, and I'm wondering if that's an opportunity for you within the school that you attend.
Yes. So in middle school, I played in the orchestra, and that was definitely a great experience learning how to play with others, and it definitely helped with sight reading. And unfortunately, I rarely got harp parts, which is a little bit frustrating when you have to play the bass part or a piano part that's way too hard. But in high school, I also sing in choir. Mm. And unfortunately, I kind of had to choose between the two, especially with all the choir classes that I'm taking. So I take chorus in high school, but I'm starting to hopefully play harp parts within the orchestra and band when they need one. I know definitely during Christmas time there's a lot of harp parts in the orchestra. And I'm also auditioning for the Black Hills Symphony.
Nice.
In a couple weeks. But yeah.
Well, good luck with that. And that kind of took me into the next question. I was wondering if you had any other interests or hobbies that work into the balance that you keep as a student and as a musician.
Yeah, I do a lot of things. I play the harp, I sing choir, and I also figure skate pretty frequently. I just passed a lot of tests for that. That's pretty exciting. I also dance. And I used to run cross country, but not anymore because I do a lot of stuff.
How do you do it all? that's awesome, though. It's great to see kids that are involved in so many different things because there's just so much out there. Take advantage of as much as you can, and it sounds like you're doing that. Joelle Simpson, once again, is our guest for Moment in Sound on In the Moment today here on SDPB Radio. We're going to take a short break, but before we do that, could you play another song for us, Joelle?
Yes. So the next song I'll be playing is Night Breeze, and it's a little bit funky. It doesn't sound like a normal song, I'd say. It's a lot of glisses is what they're called, so just a lot of notes at once. You'll hear it, but it's called Night Breeze, yes.
Once again, Joelle Simpson, our guest for Moment in Sound, Night Breeze. Joelle, thank you once again.
Thank you.
Great music, and featuring an instrument, like I said, we just don't feature very much here on Moment in Sound, so this is an absolute delight for us this morning. Joelle Simpson, 15 years old, is that right?
Yes.
Yep, a student in Rapid City here for Moment in Sound today. Joelle, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back with a little more, another song I hope we can enjoy as well. And we'll do that after a quick break. You're listening to In the Moment and Moment in Sound from SDPB Radio. Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke in for Lori Walsh, and our guest is Joelle Simpson as we continue with Moment in Sound. Joelle has graciously brought her harp into the Rapid City studio, and we're bringing in the new week with some live music. I couldn't think of a better way to start a Monday. Joelle, would you like to begin this segment with another song?
Sure. So the next song I'm playing is Can't Help Falling in Love. And I kind of decided to play this because my dad loves Elvis.
Once again, Joelle Simpson with us for a moment in sound on SDPB Radio. Can't Help Falling in Love. How many people have actually heard that played on the harp before? That was terrific.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're with us this morning. This is, like I said, this is about the best way to start the week I could imagine. I'm wondering, Joelle, now you're in high school. Is the harp something that you'd like to make as your career, or is it too early to know right now?
I would probably say it's too early to know. I definitely think music will always be a part of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty unsure about a career, though.
Yeah, it's early, isn't it? You have a growing list of clients and places where you're performing in the Rapid City area. What are some of the settings or venues where a person might see you perform?
I have started to play at the Rapid City Public Library pretty frequently, usually a couple of times a month. And I also have played weddings at Rimrock Church. It's like outside. I'm actually playing one there next week, I think. And I've also played at Sylvan Lake and up in Deadwood. And I've played at a lot of various events at the Civic Center and even at just small parties. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you played funerals as well?
I have. Yeah. Not as many as weddings, but I have before. Yeah.
Do you ever get nervous before you perform, or are you past that point now?
Usually I don't get that nervous. Sometimes it's a little bit hard to keep your focus on the music. I often find myself like playing and then like something is happening and then I get distracted and then I mess up. But I think I've learned to control my nerves, and especially when I do get nervous, it affects my playing. My hands get really sweaty, and then I can't do anything. So I'm usually not nervous, because I can focus more and usually play better.
Have you been invited to play outside the Rapid City area, or so far have you stuck pretty much close to home?
I would say I've been pretty close to home, especially because it is kind of hard to bring my harp places.
You've had some nice mentors as you've gotten your harp career going, and you've been playing for quite some time already now. What's your advice to young musicians? Maybe somebody that is 4 years old or 9 years old that is already excited about music. What's your advice to a young musician?
I would say do it. Music is a great way to express yourself and a great way to cope with life. And I mean, especially as a child, you don't really know all that yet, but music is a great path to put your focus towards, and there's so many amazing musicians around, and there's so many things that young kids can do. They can play the harp, they can sing, they can dance. There's so many different things. And so I just say, try to find what you love to do through music.
Yeah, you're certainly leading by example, too, with all the things you're involved in, both in sports and music and with your education. You're definitely a go-getter, so you definitely lead by example. Do you see at some point in your life where you might actually like to be a mentor or a music teacher?
Yeah, I think that would be cool. Yeah. I think I'm also at the place right now, or I definitely need to keep having my harp teacher, but I think I've always kind of wanted to teach others or kind of keep the harp legacy here in Rapid, in South Dakota, yeah.
Are you prepared for one more song?
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and let us know what you have lined up and take it away.
Okay, I will be playing Pistache, or it's translated to pistachio, and it's from a bunch of movements in this one book, and it has all the movements are named after spices. So there's paprika and vanilla and pistachio, or pistache, I think is the best spice in this movement. Okay.
Thank you. Joel Simpson once again. Pistachio. Joel, we are up against a break. I want to thank you so much for joining us. This has been a delight. Please come back again.
Yes, thank you for having me.